Kobe Bryant will be back in court later this week. The basketball star is facing allegations that he raped a young woman while staying at a hotel in Colorado earlier this year. Commentator Marion Winnick says the enormous interest in Bryant's case reflects something far more profound than society's obsession with celebrity.
A few weeks ago, our collective head swiveled toward Kobe Bryant and the young woman who has accused him of rape, and this pair will undoubtedly occupy us for months to come. Like many recent scandals, this one puts modern faces on one of our oldest stories. From Job to Lacey Peterson, from Oedipus to O.J., we are obsessed with the drama of people getting or not getting what they deserve. This isn't about celebrities. It's about justice. Justice does not exist in nature. What goes around only comes around by chance. Any illusion that good deeds and hard work are rewarded and that the innocent are spared is constantly torn through by senseless misfortune, by crime, by accident, by the many strange combinations of the two. Because justice is a wholly human invention, it requires our total attention to enforce it on reality. If there's going to be any justice at all, it's up to us, our religions, our penal codes, our six-month-long conversation about Kobe Bryant. Otherwise, we are lost in a completely unfair world. But the problem is, we are lost in a completely unfair world. Whether a young girl has been brutalized by a rotten-hearted golden boy, or whether a good man stands falsely accused, and whatever the outcome of their legal encounters, the ripples of injustice will sail out from this event. Add race to the equation, and you've got a potential tsunami. No matter what we do or say, an innocent person suffers, and other people suffer, and absolutely nothing can stop this from occurring. Clearly, such undeserved suffering could come to any one of us at any moment. We are vigilantes in a futile cause. Even if we determine guilt, we cannot right this damn world of ours. But we will never, ever stop trying, and we will always drop everything to hear this story.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.